Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're doing that. I want to talk about, for a little bit, it's just you and me, by the way, I want to talk about some things that have been on my mind for a while now. Actually, for a number of years, really since I've been, actually, back when I started, when I was a consultant back in the 90s, when I was getting my small business off the ground, beginning in 89, I started thinking about this whole thing of the spirit of an entrepreneur, the spirit of a small business owner. What is it, you know, what is it about a small business owner that causes him or her to be able to deal with the adversity that they have? And how do they, what are some of the perspectives? What are some of the tools? What are some of the thoughts that we must have in order to be able to do what we do, to be able to survive and to enjoy what we do, and so over the years, and you've heard me talk about this before, over the years I've tried to come up with some things that would help put things in perspective. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that small business owners don't have to have a recession to deal with difficult times. In fact, one of the most difficult times a small business owner can have is when they're growing like crazy. They got more sales than they can shake a stick at because we're all undercapitalized. And if you're going to grow your business, you've got to have the capital to grow that business, because profits that will help you fund growth are in the future. When you make a sale today, you're a long way off from any profits. So you got to fund that activity until the profits hit. But guess what? The day that those profits hit, you're already on to a new project, and they're not quite enough to fund that next project. So many times, small business owners face significant adversity, even when things are going great. So how do we deal with those times? When we have a recession, when we have a downturn, a business cycle like we're in right now, how do we deal with those things? And a couple of things that I worry about is I worry that we might get our priorities out of whack. And you've heard me say before that I've told people, you know, when they're having a tough time, I've suggested that they check on their family. And before they get so excited and so upset about a particular issue, check on your family. If your family's okay, does anything else really matter? Let's put this business challenge in perspective. And the other thing that I worry about is that we wish our lives away. That we come into a time like this and we wish our lives away. And that's really not a very good thing. In the beginning of 2008, if you remember, I predicted, I'm talking about last year, not this year, I predicted that with regard to economics and politics, that we were going to live the Chinese curse, that we were going to live in interesting times. And as a result of all of that and the impact of all that that happened in 2008, as it's endured into 2009, millions of people and businesses have had setbacks, and families have felt a lot of financial pain. So in times like these, when challenges are great, my friends, the natural tendency is to look forward to the future when things will get better. And here's what it sounds like. I can't wait for 2009 to be over. Or I'll be glad when life can get back to normal. This reaction, my friends, it can be a productive way to cope. But it can also create a situation that is not a good thing. And it's called wishing your life away. There's a song that I want to recommend to you. I'm not a big country music fan. I listen to some of it. I'm a little picky about what I listen to, and I'm even more picky about what I recommend to you. Trace Atkins is a singer that you might be, if you know anything about him, you might be a little bit surprised about this song that he did. But he sang a song, he's recorded a song that I want to recommend to you. It was written by Gourley, Ashley, Miller, and Lee are the four songwriters. But the song is, You're Gonna Miss This. Yeah, folks, 2009. You're Gonna Miss This. And the next line of that song is, You're Gonna Want This Back. So I want to explain to you why I think these simple words are appropriate for these complicated times and a powerful sentiment for any time. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no perfect years. The only difference between one year and another is the relationship between the challenges and the opportunities. To paraphrase an old John Denver song, some days a diamond, some days a stone. Recently, we've had our share of stones, haven't we? If your business is still in business, even if your struggle is great, my friends, that's something to celebrate. If you become one of the professional casualties of this recession, you may have to look a little harder to find something to feel good about this year, but you can do it. And I know you can, and I know from past experiences, I've had to do that myself. So when I've been at my lowest point, and I mentioned this earlier, when I'm at my lowest point, professionally or financially, I check on my children. If they're okay, I don't allow my challenges, which I always took those challenges seriously. But if the other things, like I was saying, like my children, if those things were okay, I would not let what was happening that day get me that far down. So folks, as we work through 2009, as we continue through 2009, getting ready for whatever comes next, let's make sure that we don't let the I can't wait for this to be over thing cause us to wish our lives away. While you're dealing with the setbacks of any year, life goes on. Good memories do happen. I like the advice, if you remember, I've talked about this. Warren Zevon, the great singer-songwriter heretic, Warren Zevon, at the end of his life, looked right at you and me, and he said, enjoy every sandwich. Before you wish your life away, folks, today, right now, in 2009, consider the possibility that you're going to want this back, that you're going to miss this. I would like to encourage you to go to YouTube and type in Trace Adkins in the search bar and go to his video titled, You're Going to Miss This. Listen to that video. Watch the video. I think you'll like it. Remember, don't wish your life away, even in 2009. 20 after, I'll be right back. I got some other stuff I want to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.